Down here with Declan Devine, Derry City manager, ahead of the UCD game. Declan, what is the team news for the game?
Well, unfortunately, Jamie has picked up an Irish silly sending off. We got the 94th minute last week, and you know, we haven't picked up a card. And unfortunately for Jamie and for the group, he's picked up two needless yellow cards between the penalty incident and after the final whistle. So Jamie's going to miss the next couple of games. He's got an automatic one game and probably missing only two after it. So again, needless. And it causes a few problems in terms of our numbers. But ultimately we'll have other people fighting for a spot, and we're thankful that Cian Coll has trained today on the back of being stretchered off last week, which could have been a horrendous injury. We're thankful he was able to do a bit today, so he's still in contention for playing. Eddie Delap and Connor McDermott are struggling with niggles. But apart from that, everybody's right and everybody's raring to go, and everybody wants to grab a starting berth on the team. And leading only three difficult games in 7 days, we will need all those people.
Going into the first of those difficult games, what are your thoughts on the game ahead?
That's basically that. It's a difficult game in an environment and in a stadium that is very difficult to play. It lacks atmosphere. The pitch isn't in great nick. Thankfully, they try to play the right way as well, so the pitch will be the same for both teams. But I think they've really pushed on from the opening game of the season. I think we've pushed on from the opening game of the season. So it leaves an intriguing game. They've got players that have gained good experience playing with Stephen Kenny's under-21s, very good players. But we're going there with confidence. We're a good side. We're a good side with good players and good people. And if we can play to our maximum, then we're well on with a shout at getting something from the match. But we certainly will be treating the game with utmost respect.
Is it worrying, Declan? I know you bit them at the start of the first game of the season. Now that you're under the second round of games, they're going to end it, as you said, in form. You know, they're scoring goals at home. Last week, an impressive one with Waterford. Bit Harps 3. You know, they bit the Rovers in the cup. You know, only lost one game in the last four. It's going to be difficult.
I said at the very start, they're a good side with good players, and they're also a team that play with a certain amount of freedom because they're not expected to be in the top three or four of the league. But Colley's done a brilliant job. They've very good, talented players. But we can't really concentrate on them. We have spoke about their strengths and their weaknesses, but ultimately we can only control ourselves. And if we go into the game with a positive approach and we go into the game and we all play their strengths and the team's strengths, then we certainly have a chance. But every game in this league's difficult. Doesn't matter who you play or how many times you play them. Every game everybody in this league has the ability to beat everybody else. And you'll see that in results over especially the next week whenever everybody has a lot of games. But we are certainly not going down here thinking anything other than making sure that we are mentally right, physically right. I think the boys have trained brilliantly, and we got to treat this game with the utmost respect.
Of course, first series of games over. How do you feel that your team has gelled now that you've had them for the last 12, 13 weeks together?
I think they've started off okay. They've started well. You know, for so many young players coming together, the team in Balbofe was very, very young. But I think they deserve tremendous credit. It's very early stages, but you know, they're working extremely hard every day. They come in. They're good people, they're a good bunch, and to be fair, I think they've played some really good football in the opening period of games. But you know, we are striving to get better. We're striving in terms of the project that we're here to achieve, and that's to get us back to where we feel we belong. And you know, so far so good, but look, there's still work to be done.
Thank you, Darren.